As Europe struggles to deal with a crush of Syrian refugees and is slamming doors it had opened, the U.S. has just upped its small quota for refugees to 100,000 by 2017. As Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, refugee advocates in her area, Detroit, say they're ready to help those fleeing Syria, but frustrated it's taken so long to allow them in.
For most Americans, the images of desperate refugees, mostly Syrian, crowding barricades, packing trains, even drowning in attempts to reach the European Union, came as a heartbreaking wake-up call. But it came as no surprise at all to people who work with refugees. In fact, they've been predicting just this kind of thing for a while now.
Naturally, when there are these rebellions and these wars, good people have to go somewhere, and they run, they flee, they can't stay.
That's Deborah Drennan. She's the executive director of Detroit's Freedom House, which serves asylum seekers already in the U.S. Among others, she's talking about the millions of Syrians that have fled to neighboring countries, and now to Europe. The U.S. might also seem like a logical destination. In fact, decades of conflict in the Middle East has driven waves of migration here, particularly to the Detroit area.
We've had some years now to smooth the process and be ready for a new population, such as the Syrian refugees.
Geralda Hattar works for Catholic Social Services of Southeast Michigan. It's one of a handful of refugee resettlement agencies in the state. Most recently, they've resettled a lot of Iraqis in Metro Detroit. Hattar says that could help some Syrian refugees feel more at home.
The good thing is that it is a population that speaks the same language as the Iraqi community, so they speak Arabic. Culturally, there are a lot of similarities, obviously.
But Hattar cautions that Metro Detroit isn't necessarily the easiest place for refugees. It's sprawling, public transportation is unreliable, and housing can be surprisingly inaccessible. Hattar says refugee agencies and more informal networks in the Arab American community can fill that gap to some extent. She's resettled just 16 Syrian families so far. Another one is arriving soon.
It's a couple and 2-year-old son. I have no idea what they've experienced.
Since the September 11th attacks, the U.S. has gotten stingier about granting asylum. And people fleeing the Middle East have to go through additional layers of security to make sure they're not linked to terror groups. Hattar says there simply aren't enough personnel overseas willing or able to do that kind of screening. Rasha Basha has dealt with that firsthand. She's from Syria, but has lived in Michigan for many years. While Basha's sister was visiting the U.S., a bombing forced her 2 teenage sons to flee Syria. Basha says they ended up in Turkey and were stuck there for several years as American officials turned them away.
It was very, very difficult at first. I mean, we tried 3 times to apply for a visitor visa to get them over here, and they were rejected.
The family was finally reunited last month after her sister was granted asylum here. Basha says they are the rare lucky ones. The U.S. has accepted fewer than 2,000 Syrian refugees so far. Just this week, Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. will accept an additional 15,000 refugees in the coming year and up to 30,000 more by 2017. Most, though not all, will be Syrians. But Basha says this country can and should do even better. She points to the more generous response after the U.S. pulled military forces out of Vietnam.
Over 200,000 refugees were brought in to the U.S. So I just don't understand why not Syrian.
Of course, that was in a very different political and national security environment. Refugee advocates admit that, but they say it also won't make this crisis go away. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick.